Approved by Tallahassee Federal Judge Mark Walker, the settlement calls for the counties to provide, in Espanol, ballots, vote-by-mail apps, translations of elections websites, and voter assistance hotlines. Three of those counties are Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Escambia, the latter where David Stafford is election supervisor.
It was fully expected. Plaintiffs and the proposed defendant class had been in negotiations for some time. The terms of the agreement were reached a couple of weeks ago. And so this was more of a formality than anything else, but it's good to have it behind us so we can move forward.
Filed in 2018, the lawsuit focused on allegations that county elections officials had not complied with part of the Federal Voting Rights Act related to Spanish speakers who were educated in Puerto Rico. A 32nd county, Charlotte, also was a defendant but did not sign on to the settlement. That's according to court documents. How much extra work does this mean for Stafford's office and for the other 65 supervisors? In his case, he says almost none.
We have basically complied with all of the terms of the settlement prior to the 2020 election cycle. There's a lot of complexities, procedural and otherwise, but ultimately it led to our adopting a series of bilingual provisions to include ballots.
The 2020 election cycle went very smoothly, says Stafford, in part because they had a bit of a dress rehearsal 2 years before by implementing signage and some other bilingual material. The biggest hurdle last year, he says, was the ballot itself.
It wasn't as much of a challenge in the primary and the presidential primary because those were just a single card. What changed was the general election when we moved from a one-page ballot to a two-page ballot. But at the end of the day, we're able to implement it without too much difficulty other than some increased costs.
Staying on the subject of cost, an assistant Escambia County attorney handled the case for the election office at no additional price. Stafford was asked if the suit opens the door for groups to get ballots in other languages, such as Creole. He points to provisions in the Voting Rights Act, such as Section 203.
If the census says you have enough residents of your county that speak a different language, there's a threshold. And if you meet that threshold, you're on the hook, and here are a series of things you have to do. And that's how, you know, counties like Miami-Dade and Orange and Broward and Palm Beach have had bilingual requirements for some time.
Then there's a lesser-known provision, Section 4E, that covers American citizens attending U.S. flagged schools, where English is not the primary language.
In Florida, that obviously impacts those of Puerto Rican descent. So it's very specific and very unique section. So I don't know that it's got applicability outside of this type of plaintiff.
The settlement is scheduled to remain in effect through 2030. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.